Hey guys, before we get into the podcast, one thing I've realized that I'm doing a terrible job at is letting you know where the hell I'm gonna be in the world. So if you go to GaryVee.com/events, I'm gonna be in El Paso, Texas. I'm gonna be in Edmonton. I'm in Minnesota this weekend. So clearly this will only run for a week, so I'll have to do this again. This weekend for the launch of the Call of Duty League, so there's that. I'm gonna be at Super Bowl next weekend. What else do I have coming on? NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago. I'm just out and about doing a lot of public events. Go to GaryVee.com/events. I'm just tired of so many people being like, shit, I didn't know you were here, because we fucking suck at telling you where I am, and I don't promote this events link enough. GaryVee.com/events. Just to like kick it serious with you guys, like March 11th in Dubai, March 26th in Edmonton, March 27th in Vegas, and April 28th in Vegas. I'm in Romania on May 4th. I'm in London May 5th. I'm in Jersey City. What up, Jersey? May 19th. Syracuse, New York. Jesus Christ. September 17th. I'm in British Columbia. Kolowana, like on October 23rd. None of you people knew this. Go to GaryVee.com/events. Now to the podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's up, everybody? For today's episode, we go back to November of 2018 on the ADHD podcast interview that Gary did with Travis Mills. They talk about the ability to listen and how big self-awareness is for entrepreneurs. So make sure to hit them up and leave a review, and I hope you enjoy.
Huge day at ADHD because I got my friend Gary Vaynerchuk in the studio. Dude. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You better thank Mother Nature.
Yeah, we were talking before the mics cut on, and literally, if it wasn't for a blizzard, we wouldn't be doing this right now.
That's right. So I was supposed to be in Chicago today, in LA tomorrow, real quick, before I go to Phoenix, but a lot of snow. So my admins adjusted. They're like, we're sending you to LA first thing in the morning. I'm like, cool. And I remember that you reached out. I was like, I really wanted to support you.
I appreciate that.
And I was like, it slid into your DM. Got tied and slid into
literally,
Tyler's.
Yeah. No, we literally did everything via Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's so incredible in the digital age. But one thing about you, man, is you don't only talk it, you walk it. You know what I mean? You give away things for free. You build genuine connections with people. And you're a man of your word. And I think like integrity is something that you don't come across very often out here.
You know what's crazy is it's mainly because I'm so flattered. The fact that I know that having me as a guest gives you leverage for the guests you get after this, it makes me feel nice. And like, it's like such a crazy feeling. It's like, and I think that all of us want to put people on, especially if we genuinely have a vibe towards them. And I think that I loved being the whiz kid in the wine world and the tech world. I loved being that whiz kid as a 12-year-old baseball card dealer. But as now, you know, I just turned 43, as now I'm going into that next chapter, I remember being 25, 27 and worrying that like, oh shit, one day I won't be the whiz kid and am I gonna be sad? But I'm super fired up to be Yoda, right? Like,
the
like,
OG.
Yeah, like, you know, I haven't seen Creed 2 yet, right? But Rocky's in the corner and I'm sure at some point Rocky was like, fuck, when I'm not gonna be in the ring, is it gonna be as cool? But now he's getting his high from training up the next generation. And I think, you know, I'm not 70 yet, but no question, because everybody's in it so much younger these days, I probably got to feel OG a little bit earlier than I anticipated. But yeah, at the end of the day, like, also, I gotta tell you, having a good memory helps. Like, literally getting a text from my admins and being like, we're sending you to LA, realizing I have nothing booked because my day was planned in Chicago, plenty of things to do, but being able to be like, oh shit, he might be around, and just do like, having a good memory has been a sneaky, I never talk about this, but like so much of what I pull off is based on having a great memory.
You know, one thing that I look to you for in a big part of my journey, in my career, in my life, is self-awareness. And one thing I wanted to say to you is self-awareness is scary as fuck.
If you're good at judging yourself, I think self-awareness, if you're capable of accepting yourself for who you are, is actually the brightest light of it all. I love being self-aware. I suck at a lot of things. I just don't think about them. Like, I can't read for shit. I interrupt people when I interview them 24/7. Everybody's super pissed on the internet about that. Not good, because I already know what the person's saying. I can't help it, I'm sorry. There's plenty of things that I'm not good at. I love self-awareness. I like, it's kept me so happy. Like, you know, I'm not upset at myself that I'm selfish in certain areas. That's human. I think that we just don't love each other ourselves enough. I don't know whose perfection I'm trying to live up to. Like if I, like silly things, like people get on me for biting my nails. Gives a fuck. Like people are just critiquing themselves all day long.
You like reading the comments?
Love.
You do it on every video, every post?
All day.
How do you deal with the negativity? Someone talking about biting your nails?
Empathetic.
Mm.
Empathy. Somebody just watched 49 seconds of me spitting some pontification on Instagram and they've decided to make a judgment on me. And I respect that. I put myself out there. They don't know everything about me. So when they drag me down, be like, this guy's a fucking idiot, or he's full of shit, or what the fuck, or I'm like, that makes sense. They saw me in the explore feature. They're like, who's this dick face? They watch it, they don't like it, and they decide I'm shit and they're not in a good place, so they have to drag down. I deploy empathy first. Sucks to be, I would never do that as a happy person to anybody else. So A, I'm already feel bad.
Yeah.
And B, who the fuck am I? They only got 49 seconds. And in 49 seconds at a time, I could suck shit in perpetuity. You know, like at 49 seconds at a time, I could be all time terrible, especially me that gets hot and competitive and like, you know, like this is how I am when the lights come on. So I deal with the negativity with empathy to the person that's leaving the comment. A, for the fact that I feel bad because they're in a bad place that they decided to put more hate into the system. And B, like they shouldn't do 7 hours of research of my career or who I am as a human being. I would be upset if you thought I was a dick.
Mm.
Because you've had enough interactions at this point to have a read.
Yeah.
But like Rick in Arkansas or New York, who saw me in Explore, or who saw, by the way, and I have a lot of empathy because I also have fans and followers and people that consume my content that really give me love. And you know the natural reaction when somebody's posting like, this guy's a fucking genius. You know, 30% of the people are like, fuck that guy before they even watched anything.
Yeah.
I get that. So, I mean, I hated Tiger Woods and Kobe and Shaq in their prime. They weren't my guy. So I have empathy. I put myself out there. And if you're putting yourself out there, you have to deal with the ramifications of the reality of the system. So I respect the system. I respect the market. If you don't know who I am and you think I'm the biggest piece of shit, I'm great. If you know who I am and you think that, I'm dead. And that's how I live my life.
Speaking of empathy, you know, the reason why we started talking last week is you launched Empathy Wines.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, my mom's not going to listen to this podcast, so it's safe to say that I ordered her a bunch of a bunch of wine.
Thank you.
For Christmas. Why Empathy Wine? Why now?
John Troutman and Nate Schroeder, two guys that have worked for me for a decade, graduated up the wine library and VaynerMedia system, and we're getting to that age where they were like, hey, what's next for me? Our capabilities to produce content and marketing to sell a product off the back of the K-Swiss stuff was obvious to me that it was very high. I miss wine.
I was going to say, is this nostalgic? It's almost like nostalgic for you to step back into this.
I also knew I could do it. I knew that I could produce the best $40 wine in the world and sell it for $20. Like people are going to shit when they taste this.
I can't wait to get more. Like, yeah, literally.
Like the amount of Empathy Rosé that is going to be on Instagram this summer and spring, like through, I can't wait from Ghana.
Do you know you need to get some rosé too? My friend Shamik Moore, he's the voice of Miles Morales, the new Spider-Man movie is coming out. Anytime we go to dinner, he like we can go have lunch at 12
we'll
or
set
1.
That up before
rosé, I got you. I got you.
So yeah, there was a lot of factors. I was ready. I'm a timing guy. I was ready to start a project that was direct to consumer on the back of internet marketing 2019 in a category that I was deeply knowledgeable in. Timing.
And it's a subscription service.
You can buy 3, 6, or 12 bottles of each of the red, the white, and the rosé. and it's a subscription service. Most people don't want to think about wine. People hate going to BevMo and Total Wine and Costco and Wine Library. Like, it, you have to go. Mm-hmm. And so once I convince everybody that I'm producing the best $20 bottle of wine, I think it's going to be a beast.
Another thing I wanted to bring up is trash talk.
Yes.
It's probably one of my it is definitely my favorite new Gary V thing to watch. It's so entertaining. You're literally going to people's garage sales. You're buying things and flipping them on eBay. What made you want to start doing this?
It's become very obvious to me that excuses are my poison. And I want to eliminate them at all costs. I talk a lot about hustle and hard work, and people are kind of pushing back on me a little bit right now. And it's been interesting. I'm like, man, I haven't done a good enough job clarifying that when I talk about work ethic, I'm trying to speak to people who are unhappy or complaining. Not happy with your job? Don't watch Netflix. Work after hours, save money, quit. I'm not trying to get people into depression or burnout. I'm trying to address unhappiness. Mm-hmm. One of the things I saw a lot in my comments, because I read them all, yep, was, well, I have no money. I'm like, fuck, I lived my whole life with no money, but I figured it out. I would just buy shit. I would buy garage sale shit. And it just got me going. I love it. It's like a hobby of mine to go garage sale.
I started doing that with clothes. I used to do that with clothes.
Dude, especially like a stylish kid like you, like if you have flavor, if you're listening right now and you don't have money, but you're cool or you got flavor, you got swag, you got style. If you just spend your life in Goodwill and in thrift stores,
yeah,
and buy shit that you think is fresh and then wear it and take a fucking selfie and put it on eBay for three times the price, or like I see every day, the amount of people that buy $3 t-shirts and sell them for $35 on eBay and Etsy and fucking Facebook Marketplace is enormous. There's no excuse in America to say you have no money, even if you're in the deepest, poorest places, because if you can literally get a dollar, you can buy your first t-shirt at Goodwill and get it up for $15 on Facebook. Because you know what's funny? What's funny is everybody's got a smartphone. Like you go into the poorest places, yeah, in America, yeah, and everybody's got a smartphone, which means you have the internet. I mean, listen, the homeless, you've got people all over on homeless smartphones. I get emails every day. I'm homeless. I watch you on YouTube. Listen, of course there's 1% that don't. And that's what's always fascinating to me. The 1% that populates, like, what about my aunt? I'm like, cool, I get it. But I'm trying to address 99.9% of people. And the garage sale thing's been huge. By the way, huge. I have tens of thousands of tweets, emails, DMs, messages from people over the last 100 days who are completely inspired by the show and are making significant money. And significant comes in all forms. Do you know what it's like to make an extra $200 a month when you're not doing well financially?
Huge. Huge.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast real quick. Don't worry, I'm not in the mood to do mid-rolls, but the new vlog, Weekly V, had such obnoxious reactions this week. If you're paying attention in video world, Daily V has not been Daily V for like 15 months. And so we decided in 2020 to go to Weekly V, which we're very focused on. The first episode was epic. They're working on episode 2 right now. We're launching it every Friday on my YouTube channel, which a lot of you on the podcast are not subscribe to, at 3 p.m. Eastern, and then on Sunday nights in the IGTV form. Go check out Weekly V, the feedback of people learning things that they are not getting from my content on Instagram, the text platform, or this podcast was enormous, and the entertainment value and the insights and the team insights and a lot of shit. Anyway, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I'm going to do that this whole week to make sure all of you are subscribed and checking out Weekly V this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube.
Huge, like it fucking matters. It's also fun for 50% of people. Like that's the—
Well, I watch the videos and I'm watching you like go and you're picking up these stuffed animals. And you're like, do you know what this is gonna sell for? $40, $50.
And $7, yeah. I get pumped. Like buying something for a quarter, selling it for 11 on eBay, with the fees, with all the bullshit that everybody makes fun of me in the comments for, what about the gas, all that. Like I'm still like, I made $6. I bought it for a quarter, I sold it for 11, net $6, or I could be jerking off of my couch right now watching fucking yeah. Netflix. Like, if you complain and you're unhappy, I will spend my career suffocating the living shit out of you.
To prove
that is basically, and by the way, out of gratitude and guilt, I've come to realize this. I'm so grateful for my DNA, my parenting, my circumstance of growing up with nothing, and I feel a level of guilt.
I was so gifted a mother that put me in a position to succeed. I know that everybody has that. So I'm almost trying to play my parents' role for everybody that watches my content. If you don't have that person in your life, let me be that shield. Let me populate you up. You're either a person that goes into comments to drag people down, or you're a person that puts out content to put people up. I'm so proud to be the latter.
How do you balance all of this, man? The shoes, the wine, you know, the content constantly. I mean, your podcast, your YouTube channel, your Instagram, all of your socials.
Lack of obsession of perfection.
I got it. Yeah, I mean, because so many times, you know, I don't post something, or I delete the video, or I say, I'll wait till I get the next better photo.
Look, I'm going through it right now. It's very clear to me that Instagram's going through its decline of organic reach. Yeah, everybody's feeling it. And like, even I'm like, fuck, but like I'm pushing through and like, yeah, lack of perfection. I just think doing 97 things at an 8 is better than doing one thing at a 10. Mainly because the math works out. One thing out of 10 is 10, 98 at 8 is 800, you know,
Mm-hmm. How do you decide what to hop on as well? Because I notice you're first on everything, man.
I read comments.
So then what happens with the app? You remember that app that came out, I feel like last year, not Strava. It was another one.
Oh, Vero?
Vero. There we go. I feel, you know, I saw everything for 2 weeks and then nothing.
That's where I'm really good. I'm really good at being patient. Everybody wants to jump on like Peach is the next thing. Vero's the next thing. Like everybody's like the next thing. I'm not obsessed with the next thing. I'm obsessed with the right thing and doing it the best in the right thing. Yeah, man, I pay attention. Look, I'm a creature of the culture, of the attention of everything. I'm watching. I just watch. This is the funniest thing about me. I talk so much. I interrupt so much. But I listen, man. How am I fucking first on everything? Because I listen. I listen with my eyes, right? I remember this very clearly. 3 years ago, I'm just going through the airports. I'm like, why are young women wearing jeans with tears in them again like they did in the 90s? Right?
Yeah.
I'm watching, it didn't take me too long to figure out like kids were wearing Champion hoodies or Fila's back or like, I'm watching.
Gary.
Yes.
I want to say thank you so much, man.
Thank you, brother.
You know, you constantly inspire me. You're, you know, genuine.
So what's this podcast going to be about?
It's about anything and literally everything. You know, it's me going through my phone book. It's me going through my Instagram DMs and me having all my friends and cool people in the world on to chat about literally anything and everything.
I love that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to drop one little thing that I've been thinking a lot about over Thanksgiving. And we talked about it just now. This is a game of selfish versus selfless. Mm. If you asked me why so much good is happening for me, is I get high on giving to others. It's like this perpetual machine. I love admiration. Admiration is only earned. Nobody sees you the first time and admires you. And so there's so many people that are trying to build personal brands, trying to like get on. You have to be obsessed with every time you post. Are you bringing value to everybody, or are you trying to get something from them?
You're giving or taking.
Are you giving or taking? And everyone's taking. It's about how many likes and followers you get. That is disproportionately a take game. That's it. That's why so many of you are struggling to pop. Every post is, will this get me? Do you know how many attractive women get frustrated after 3 posts and then decide to show flesh again because the only KPI is likes? And will say to my face, like, I want to build a fashion brand for women. And so I'm like, take half the likes and make content for women, not for pervy dudes.
And they struggle with that.
And that's why I want to talk about this for the last sentence, which is like, are you happy about your 40,000 likes that mean nothing? Or do you want the 13,000 likes that are actually predicated on your ambition? Oh, wait, you want 40,000 likes because you care about what other people think when they see how many likes you got. Like, we are so deep into a math game. Do you know how many people would shit their pants if tomorrow Instagram decided to stop showing likes and follows?
Oh.
It would be the best.
It would be over.
It would be the best thing for the humans.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kanye, a bunch of people went on, they went online telling, for Twitter. Kanye was like, remove the like and the retweet, you know, the numbers.
Yeah. I think there should be like, it'd be really cool if people could live 1 month without seeing the metrics. They'd be stunned by how much that would impact what they put out. And that's what's worked for me. Like, I'm interested in your admiration. What I love about when I sign sneakers or when I'm in the airport is the amount of people in the last 6 months that say to me, I never fan out about anybody, but I needed to come and take a selfie.
I brought your book when we first met on my beach show. I was too nervous to have you sign it. I was like, I never do this.
And I'll tell you why. It's so much more fun to be followed because someone admires that you brought them value than the fact that you can drop 55 in a basketball game, or the fact that you're a size zero with a pretty face. That's just the truth. I was wondering why it was happening. It was happening a lot. Like, really famous people are like freaking out, or like you could just tell when like somebody was in the scene all the time. It was just like, it was happening, right? And I was like, right. Because I'm getting admiration. And that is something everyone should try to do. And I think the reason is, if you make admiration the North Star, you will produce dramatically better content. Mm. You're not gonna try for a hack. The reason I was never in an engagement group is I don't need the bullshit metrics. I need admiration. That doesn't come with fake fucking followers.
Yeah.
Fake followers can't stop you in the fucking hallway to say that you changed their life.
Fake followers aren't gonna ask you for a picture.
They're just not gonna say that you changed their life. The reason I do garage sale videos is because people will stop me at the airport and say that $900 they made during this holiday season that allowed them to buy a gift for their daughter because they fucking sold shit that was in their closet mattered to their lives. Not because I wore a cutoff t-shirt in a very attractive way. Seriously, why do you think celebrities are losing? What value are they bringing? You can't be an A-list Hollywood celebrity anymore and be cool. Like, Angelina Jolie is not fucking winning. Brad Pitt's era is over. Because they bring nothing to the table. At least an A-list Instagram celebrity once in a blue moon may like your comment. There's at least a prayer of an engagement. Those fuckers need to learn too. By the way, quickest hack, I'm gonna leave you with this. If you're fucking trying to build a big audience and you are not replying to the couple of people that give a fuck about you right now, you're a fucking idiot. That's how I built myself. Twitter, 2007 to 11. I replied to everybody. You're telling me you want a million people to fuck with you, but you don't have the 7 minutes to say thank you to the 13 comments you got? You're fucking selfish, dick. It's a selfless versus selfish game. 99% of people are selfish, which is why 99% of people will never build an audience. Simple. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So Dean, take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thank you, Gary. Today's reviews, best podcast hands down, and love this podcast, written in by Miss Fab and Stevie_81_say. Absolutely enjoy this podcast. I learn something new on every episode. Gary Vee breaks it down to reality and gives the best advice on how to succeed. You decide how to take this information and apply it, but if you're skipping through episodes, you're missing out. This has become a daily podcast to tune in and learn. Listen to him and apply what he says into your routine. As an entrepreneur, I love this podcast. And secondly, I love Gary's podcast. I'm changing my life, I'm making it happen, and I am doing. Gary, you showed me and I am so stoked on your knowledge and motivation. Thank you so much. Thank you both so much for writing in. And remember, keep leaving reviews because yours could be next.